Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm Allison Klein. We're coming to you live from Intel AI Day in San Francisco. And I am so excited to be joined by Lila Ibrahim, Chief Operations Officer for Coursera. Welcome, Lila. How's it going?
It's great. It's wonderful to be here with you today, Allison.
So, Lila, you just came from the stage at the keynote at AI Day where you made a big announcement. And we'll get to that in a second, but can you just give us a little bit of information about your background in the tech industry and how you evolved to be the CEO at Coursera?
Oh, yes. It's been a long journey here, but it's been extremely rewarding because I spent 18 years of my journey at Intel. Started off as an intern, actually, as an electrical engineer on the Pentium processor back in the 90s. I spent a few years in technical sales. I spent about a decade working in developer relations, including starting up International Developer Forum, the IDF, and then chief of staff TA to Craig Barrett and starting Intel's education group. It was a fantastic experience, but I was also curious after 18 years, how could I take what I learned at Intel and relate it more to the tech industry? So I spent 4 years in venture capital at the renowned firm Kleiner Perkins, Caulfield and Byers, which made the early investments in Amazon and in Google. And then there was a need at Coursera, one of our investments, one of our portfolio companies, to bring some business expertise into the company. We were, at that time, maybe 40 people. This was in 2013. And I've been there for 3 years.
Now, Coursera has a wonderful history of delivering education at scale and really democratizing the access to education. Tell me a little bit about the background of the company and what scope of education you're delivering today.
Coursera was started by two professors at Stanford, and the first courses were in AI and machine learning. One day, one of the founders, Andrew Ng, put up his popular course from Stanford on machine learning up on the internet. And there was an experiment at Stanford that was really around flipped classrooms, so taking the courses online and then coming into the classroom for discussion. He found 100,000 people participated in this course in a single instance of the course. And he realized it would have taken him 250 years or so to get to that same scale. So he and the co-founder, Daphne Koller, started Coursera. And the reason it became a company rather than a specific university initiative was so that we could do two things. One is attract and recruit the best talent as you're building a company. That's extremely important. And the second thing is so that it's not associated with a single university, but rather can fulfill the mission of universal access to the world's best education. Since founding, we now have over 145 content partners from the top universities around the world. We have over 1,500 courses, and it's a wide variety, but we see business, technology, data science being the most popular, and we also have a lot of education enrichment courses. And as I said on stage, we've just recently launched partnerships with companies, where the companies are becoming content suppliers. And we did this in collaboration in a decision with our universities. The university said, we want to work with the top companies who provide expertise in fields that are emerging and are dynamic. So we looked to Intel as one of our first corporate content partners to develop a course on AI, artificial intelligence, as a first step, and we're looking into other areas of collaboration as well.
So big collaboration announced today, as you referenced. Doug Fisher, our senior vice president at Intel, announced with you a collaboration on AI and machine learning training. Can you talk a little bit about that?
We're really excited to collaborate with Intel on the launch of the first specialization developed by Intel and Coursera together on AI. The first courses will launch by the end of Q1 2017, and that'll be a first step for further content to be available on our platform. If you take a step back and say, what is it that we're putting online? It's a series of courses. If you think about unbundling a degree and reassembling it with just the key components, the practical components of what you need to advance your career, to create a new business, that's what we're doing together. Intel brings the expertise in AI, the end-to-end solutions. Coursera knows the best practices of teaching and learning at scale. So when you combine this together, we believe that we can democratize the education around AI. What Intel also has committed is that Intel will review the top 10% of learners who complete the AI specialization. They will review the resumes and provide internship opportunities at one of Intel's many global sites. And this is unprecedented, and we're super excited because it shows Intel's commitment and confidence in the developer network.
It's a huge investment in creating a pipeline of talent pool, which is awesome. And when you think about the scale of Coursera, you can imagine that that top 10% is going to be quite a few folks who are completing those courses.
It's interesting, too, because our learners represent a very diverse set of people based on geographic location, educational background, socioeconomic status. What we found is you can truly unleash human potential when you provide them access to the internet and quality content that keeps them engaged. And at the end of the engagement, reward them with a certificate that is recognized in the industry as something that can help them get a new job, better job, a promotion, or start a company.
Now, tell me a little bit about the people that you see coming to Coursera for that training and the experience that folks have when they sign up for one of your courses.
It really varies. 75% of our learners are from outside the United States. Mm-hmm. If we see a gender split that's pretty 50-50. We see the aging skew on the younger side, usually in the mid-20s to mid-40s. Part of that, I think, is because it's access and comfort with technology and online learning. Sometimes they're looking for a chance to take what they've studied formally or informally and complement it. Like, I'm an electrical engineer, an engineer by training, but as soon as I graduated, all my degree was kind of out of date, especially with how fast some of these new fields like data science are emerging. We also see a lot of people go through career changes where they've been doing marketing and they want to move into a CS field, or they're doing a CS field and they want to move into business analytics. So people in general are changing careers at least 13 times over their career history, and this is a way for them to affordably get reskilled and upskilled.
Where do you want to be in a few years in terms of the portfolio of education that you're providing?
I truly believe we're in the very early stages of online learning. Yes, we've been able to help over 23 million learners gain new skills. But if you think about the need between debt and access and pace of technology, there's so much opportunity. We're embarking in a few new areas as a company. The first is online degrees. Mm-hmm. So we've announced 2 degree programs with the University of Illinois. One is an IMBA, and the other is around a Master of CS with a focus on data science. Mm-hmm. The way that both of these are structured is that you can take a series of courses, a specialization, and upon the completion of each specialization, you'll get a certificate. These specializations are stackable, and they can go towards a degree. So if you imagine someone like me who hasn't been in school for 20 years, the last thing I want to do is take a GRE or a GMAT.
Right.
But I could take these specializations, and based on my progress in the course, I can gain admission into University of Illinois' accredited program. So we believe that this is a new opportunity, and it's costing a fraction of what an on-campus experience would cost. So $20,000, for example, for the full master's.
Wow, that's incredible.
And we're really excited about that. And the universities are looking at the online degree program as a way to help engage people in continuing education. We're also working with companies. We did a survey of our learners and found that a lot of the email addresses that people were signing up for were from their corporate accounts. One company, in fact, had 40,000 employees who had signed up to Coursera with their corporate account. Mm-hmm. So we're working with these companies to reimagine workforce development. Mm-hmm. Some companies are saying we need to retrain this entire workforce or portions of it. Other companies are using the onboarding. Like, they want full stack development. You can't be on the team unless you go through the full specialization. And others are just trying to create a culture of learning. So we're really looking at how do we strengthen our direct-to-consumer access, which we have. How do we build out our degree program? And then how do we work with companies and governments to help reimagine workforce development?
That's an exciting vision, and I'm glad to hear that Intel is part of it. When you come back to an Intel event after a sojourn away from Intel, what is it like to come back and be with the Intel fold in terms of this type of collaboration on the other end?
What the folks listening don't see is the huge smile on my face. I think Intel was a fantastic experience for me, and I had a front row seat to seeing the impact that Intel had on the world. I saw firsthand all the work and the commitment that Intel and the extended Intel community has on the way that people work, the way people live, the way they play, the way they fix problems, the way that they advance humanity. And so for me, it's extremely meaningful to be able to take everything that's made me who I am and everything that we're doing at Coursera and combine the two, and to extend the impact that Intel has had, not just on the people directly in the community, but bring it to an entirely new generation.
Very exciting stuff. Lila, one last question for you. I'm sure that folks want to find out about these courses and Coursera. Can you provide a URL for that and any way to continue the conversation with you?
First, you can go online to www.coursera.org. We are a company, but it is a .org. The second thing is I'm available on LinkedIn. So find me on LinkedIn and connect with me there.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you, Allison.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.